Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Well, let's get to this Woody Johnson thing, Del. We'll get that ready. But we got La Raza. Oh, yeah, pinche La Raza. ¿Qué pasó, güey?
Hey, Juanito G, what's up, Lance? Give him that salchicha.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
Coño.
That never gets old.
It gets old, old.
Good morning, gentlemen. Look, hey, I wanted to actually add two serious things to talk about. First, I wanted to talk about this thing with the Colts. Do you think they might be like a fluke, like the Minnesota Vikings were like last year? You remember how they were so like dominant and they made the playoffs? You think they might fall off later on? Like, you know, I don't really believe in Daniel Jones right now. It might be like one of those one and done kind of things, but do you think they might have like a Minnesota vibe to them? And then also, hey, Johnny G, your boy Perks on the Rick DeScale, you saying an HRP segment over there trying to holla Ella Duncan, man.
Yeah, what now? Your boy what?
Your Kendrick boy Perkins. Perkins. Remember, you put the sound on the rundown, what he said to L. Duncan?
About? Oh, yeah, I put it down.
Why would you need a acetaminophen when you got a perk?
You can hardly understand it. You want to play it?
He thinks he's got something slick. Somebody told him that, and he's like, I'm going to use that.
Yeah, when you got the big perk. Well, okay, so here he's on with L. Duncan, and here is Kendrick Perkins. You can barely understand it, but we'll translate.
Well done.
You ready for this one?
What
you need ibuprofen for when you have a perk?
When you could have a perk.
And he sits there.
The lean back.
He sits there like he had done something, too.
Oh, no, he leans back.
He leans back like, I just kid. The only thing missing was a dab. That's the only thing missing was him dabbing on the set.
So
perk is in a Percocet. Yeah. Ibuprofen, painkiller, Percocet.
I don't know what preceded that. Like, was she talking about someone's injured or was she?
No, he just had that ready. He goes, you ready for this?
You ready for this? Oh.
He had that.
Y'all ready for this?
He just had that lined up. Somebody told him that, and he's like, I'm using that.
Wait, so you're saying use a heavy drug as opposed to Tylenol or Advil?
Yeah.
Why you need ibuprofen when you
Advil.
Got a perk?
Yeah, when you got a perk.
Understood. Good one. Perk.
Yeah. Perk killed it.
And you wonder why people were so excited that the NBA was back on NBC.
What'd y'all think of the coverage? I thought it was fine. I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
The Jordan thing is, I'm interested. Michael's needs to get some eye drops.
Well, that's.
Maybe.
You think it's a drinking?
Oh.
Yes.
Michael didn't do that.
Yes.
So if you've missed it, Michael Jordan at halftime, Mike Tirico sat down, had a long interview,
they
and they've
really
cut it
say
up.
Anything?
Not though. For this one. This is just a little teaser. Next week he's going to talk about load management and why it was important for him to play an 82-game schedule. That's going to be the subject next week. So what they've done is had a long interview. They're going to cut it up for little bits and pieces throughout the year to broadcast. So the game was. Are these games going to be on NBC in the evening, or are they going to be?
You mean on Tuesday nights?
Peacocks. Yeah.
Going forward.
Yeah.
I think NBC will have a night dedicated, and then they'll have a Peacock night as well.
Okay, but do you think they'll have a weekly night of basketball?
I believe so. They're going to do that.
Is it going to be Tuesday nights? I mean, that's not a bad idea.
They have a breakdown of where all the games are going to be with all the streaming services. Let me find it. But I do believe NBC is going to have a night and then also a streaming night. I got to find the schedule, though.
TNT doesn't have it anymore. Now
it'll ESPN be Prime, NBC, and ESPN.
Yeah.
Plus Peacock.
Plus Peacock. So you got to get Peacock now if you want to make sure you get all the games. Because they started the Lakers game over on Peacock and then picked it up. I didn't watch any of the Lakers. Who's on the... Was that the main crew? Or the night crew.
Tarico is the main crew.
Tarico's the main crew.
Yeah.
Reggie and who? Jamal?
Crawford.
Oh, Jamal Crawford. Okay. All right. I didn't see him. I just heard him. Yeah, it was good. The NBA on NBC, that's fantastic. And if it is a Tuesday night game, that's smart. You know, so, my wife says, the only thing to watch network television for anymore is games and news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get anything at
ever
a later
since
time.
Modern
Everything
Family,
else
I don't,
you can watch well, now, whenever you want.
My wife loves, now she doesn't watch it live. She watches it on Hulu on demand. She watches Abbott Elementary and also High Potential. What is it? D from
It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, right.
I think it's called High Potential.
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of, it's a take on, it's like another castle.
Yeah,
basically.
She's not a cop, but she helps a cop.
She's a cleaning lady who happens to have 160 IQ and can solve every crime.
Yeah,
the cops are basically useless every show.
Pretty much.
Well.
So
they don't solve anything ever.
So this is the setup. Before February 26th, this is how it'll go. Monday, it'll be a Peacock night. Tuesday, NBC / Peacock. Wednesday's ESPN. Friday's Amazon Prime. Once we get past February 2026, it'll be Peacock Monday nights, Tuesday nights, NBC and Peacock, ESPN Wednesdays, Thursday, Amazon Prime. This is obviously working around football. Now that when football's over, you'll get more games on the weekend. Prime and ESPN on Friday night. Saturday is a Prime and ESPN day, and Peacock, NBC Sundays. Going forward, you're going to have Tuesday nights is going to be an NBC night. Main NBC.
Yeah. You already have to have Prime. Now you're going to have Peacock.
Yeah, you either have Prime for NFL Thursdays or because you love a delivery.
Do we know yet? Let me look at Rocket's schedule. How many Peacock games they're going to have?
How that work? If it's a Peacock strictly on like a Monday, is Space City Home Network going to be able to run that game?
I don't know that. They've got a Peacock game. They got a Peacock game against at Phoenix on November 24th. They've got at the Clippers, NBC and Peacock. NBC Peacock against San Antonio in January. Man, they got some Peacock games now. So we're going to have to. Yeah, that's a problem if it's just Peacock. You're right. I wonder if the local gets it.
If it's streaming only, I would hope for our sake that Space City Home Network gets to run those games too. And just for their own sake, how many games are they going to miss out on considering how popular the Rockets are going to be this year?
Yeah.
Nationally televised.
You would certainly.
And then you throw
so.
In the streaming aspect. Like if they are on Prime, does Space City Home Network get to carry that game? Because the Rockets have some Prime games this year too.
How's it going to work? Because they weren't on yesterday.
Yeah, no, they got. Shoot, 3 out of 4 in February are going to be Prime games.
Because we're the truth.
Yeah, we are.
We're the truth. We should have ruined their whole freaking ring ceremony night if Kevin Durant can just actually, you know, pull it together for 1 minute of basketball.
Wow. That's
he didn't. I mean, he didn't. He played. I know he's great in the mid-range, but he didn't play well that last minute. He missed the free throw in overtime. He had a big turnover.
What
he had three fouls.
What about the timeout?
He tried to call a timeout. That would have been a tech. The only reason it wasn't is they didn't give it to him. Had they stopped the game,
Jabari
guess what? It's a tech.
Hey, listen, Jabari tried too. Jabari,
yeah, Jabari
was right behind
him.
So did, well, I did too. I was at home going, timeout!
The only person who was aware, I think Okogie was aware that he was making
a
mistake, and
Alpie.
Alpie's like, shut up, dude!
Yeah,
he clearly tried to call timeout, but they didn't give it to him. That's the only reason we can get a technical. That's the only reason. Because had they said timeout, then they would have said, "Oh, you didn't have a timeout to give. We stopped the clock, and you had no timeout to give."
So I have. It looks like I have an answer for the question about Space City Home Network. If it's a Prime game, they don't get it. And they don't get Peacock games. It looks like as well. So they got, for example, the Rockets.
So they can't simulcast it?
I guess not.
Ooh, that's a hit financially.
The Rockets have a Peacock game against the Suns Monday, November 24th, and it just says Peacock. It doesn't say Space City Home Network gets it from this initial schedule. Maybe they don't have the full information But it does look like nationally televised games, they're not going to get some of them, particularly if it's on Peacock.
Oh, man, that sucks. I got to get Peacock?
Maybe. Because going forward, you look at some of the games, like they have a Spurs game on NBC and Space City Home Network. So you can watch it either way, it looks like. But some of the streaming games, strictly streaming games, don't look like they're going to be able to get them. At least some of them. Maybe not all of them, but some of them. Yeah, because, see, there's a game in the future where Peacock and Space City Home Network carries it. So I think it'll be a select few where it'll be like Apple TV. Like, it's just over there.
Yeah. NBC, you blow.
Hey! They did a good job last night.
Hey, I'm an ABC guy, so sorry.
Well, if you guys had done a better job carrying the games, maybe NBC wouldn't have a foothold now.
Mike Breen. I'm old school Mike Breen.
He's not old school. Marv Albert is old school.
No.
Bob Costas is old
school.
Wait,
but Breen is still going to be on broadcast,
ESPN.
Right?
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
If you didn't have a team go through a deep playoff run on NBC, you missed out.
I mean, we've got basketball on so many freaking networks now.
The production levels on NBC back when they had it clears ESPN by a wide margin.
By NBC, you said? Yeah.
Back when the Jordan era and the Hakeem and
I read something yesterday. I can't remember who made this comment, but they were right. ESPN focuses on narratives where NBC would focus on the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? That's true, because that's just what ESPN does. Yep. Is they're narrative based with everything. They create the narratives and then they discuss the narratives and they beat the narratives into the ground, where the game was the thing with NBC. So hopefully the game can get back to I think that Herbstreit's really good. I don't care what people, I think Herbstreit is doing a nice job with Al Michaels. I don't care as much about the dog, but I think he and Fowler do an incredible job. And it's always about the game. It's not about the narratives. I think they do a good job about. I think most football broadcasts are about the game.
Well,
it's so gossipy in basketball that it becomes about narratives.
Well, NFL too, with Buck and Aikman, that's about the game.
Yeah, I think most of the broadcasts are about the game. Like you can. There's certain things you want to look for in a game. Okay, like the Texans. Can C.J. Stroud operate with good pocket presence? D'Amico Ryans was asked about what C.J. needs to do better, and he mentioned, and he didn't, he did have an answer and something else about it. It's not just the offense, it's all of us need to execute. But he said C.J. needs to basically get rid of the ball on time. And that's what he gave a real answer, that C.J. needs to get rid of the ball on time. This is a real concern. If you don't get rid of the ball in time in the NFL and he's got jittery feet, it is a problem moving forward. We already know about the offensive line issues. There's an issue there. But also, what are the issues with your quarterback? Because he's got to play at an elevated level with or without the offensive line playing well. And that's not happening. And playing with timing is important. Nick Haley's probably going to have to call plays that allows for one read, two read throw, and that's it. No more three reads. No more getting through that many progressions on a regular basis, because then it's not working.
Well, I saw there was one play where he threw a slant on a hot route to Nico when Dalton Schultz, they both did quick slants. Dalton
Schultz was wide open. He was wide open. Was it, did he have his head turned to the quarterback?
That's
what I was trying to figure out, because I'm like, oh, my God, nobody's on.
Throw it anyway. If he didn't turn, that's on him.
Nobody's on Schultz here at all. It's like he had predetermined where he was going.
Yeah. And it was, and Nico was covered, and it was just,
yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yep, he was double covered, basically.
Yeah, yep. All right, we got a break. We need to talk Underdog, and then you, 713-780-3776. Come on in.
Underdog Fantasy. So, listen, basketball, we're still focusing on basketball right now. And if you pull up your Underdog app, which I have, and I want to go look in my, let's see, what do I have today? Let's see, I've got $20 in bonus funds available right now. I got a $30 profit boost going on for Boosttober, so I can apply $30 profit boost onto my account. There's a FIFA profit boost. This is it. A 50% NBA profit boost right now. I have to pick between 3 and 8 picks. I can go up to 8 picks. That's available. All you have to do is hit apply, and it's on. And now I got a 50% boost, and you can have the same thing too. Not only do they give you profit boosts where you can make even more than you usually would, how about the fact that you have an ability to get gimmies. Kevin Durant yesterday, it was in my lobby where Kevin Durant had to score. His points, rebounds, and assists were zero. As long as he got one of any of those, I was a winner. That's a gimme. It's an automatic winner. I had two more. They were both winners. That's a winner, right? You hit three. So that's a winner. It paid at 6-1. You could end up having something that's way bigger than that. And can you imagine if you got a 50% profit boost? If I had had that, it would have paid at 9-1. That's how you're making money at Underdog Fantasy. You're taking your sports knowledge, you're analyzing the games. In many cases, the games you're watching, you're going higher or lower on different statistics so that you end up hitting big, and you can win big. We had a caller yesterday who almost hit six different players on his pick'em, but he missed. He only got 5 out of 6. Well, if he had played flex, you can still lose one and still get paid. That's what you're doing. Underdog Fantasy, download the app. Use promo code Lance. When you do, on your first deposit, use that promo code. They're going to give you $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's that simple. Download Underdog Fantasy today, but make sure you use promo code Lance.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms underscore DFS underscore HTML for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Y'all have no idea the stupid conversations that are had during the breaks.
I told John about my Tigers.
Tell people your thing. Like, that's
like, I'm not crazy to think I should have a full-grown Tiger. I'm not one of those people who wants... I'm not Mike Tyson. I'm not one of those people who wants a full-grown predator cat with me, but I think a tiger, like a tiger kitten the size of a beagle, I'd be cool with having that around the house. But then at some point you got to realize it's over, you know, because at the size of a beagle, you've raised that kitten from birth. Say the mom discards it, whatever those stories we hear about how the mom didn't want the tiger anymore, so I had to raise it, those dumb stories. If I was in that situation, I was trying to figure out how big would the tiger have to be before I said I'm done here and have to give it to some wildlife preserve. Reveille-sized tiger, if it's the size of the A&M Border Collie,
see,
is that still in play?
But, you know, there are some dogs that are that size that can mess you up.
I know. But so, you've raised this tiger from birth, so it knows you. It doesn't really want to mess with you as long as you don't mess with it. You know, you got a little head rub and stuff, so you know the tiger.
Yeah, he's probably not doing anything to you. But I watched that show, that HBO show, where that lady wouldn't get rid of her monkeys. Where the monkeys grow up to be killers. Like, they get too big, strong, and aggressive, and you end up having to keep them in a... Like, it's the same thing with tigers. Now, I did say, and, you know, people aren't going to be happy with this, but what if you took its claws and teeth
out? That's a terrible thing to do. No, don't do that.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, don't do it. Don't suggest it.
Well, then don't get a tiger, and I won't have to suggest it. And everything will be fine. Don't go out there and try to actively get a tiger.
I don't know. People have pet tigers at home, and I see that on Instagram.
Yeah, and, like, where you live, like in... Like
I live in League City.
League City, they have. Yeah, in the backyard.
They don't
in
have
League City, feral skunks and a tiger that were kept there by a lone man.
Why do you think League City?
Y'all keep people import dangerous animals out in League City.
I don't think League City probably is what you think it is.
Yeah.
You're no, Dickinson. What about in Dickinson where they got Dickinson. Heartbreakers?
I don't live in Dickinson, so I don't know what they're on.
Aren't you right there on the cusp
right
of Dickinson?
There.
But I'm not in Dickinson.
That whole area keeps illegal animals in the backyard.
Right down the street from us? What are you talking about?
I'm just going off of what I think
it is. That's what you... Yeah, okay. I'm not suggesting it's a good decision, but I think I could bring my border collie-sized tiger up here when John's in town.
That's,
hey, John.
That'll make me nervous.
Hey, John, you want to pet the tiger? Lance, you want to pet the tiger?
What if you have a muzzle on it and there's no claws?
No,
you could declaw it.
I'm not declawing the
He's
tiger.
Not going out in the wild to kill animals.
I'm not declawing the tiger. What's the point of having a tiger if you're going to declaw it?
Is that some kind of euphemism? Hey,
no.
You want to come pet my tiger?
No.
No.
Have I ever given off the suggestion that
what
I want
What if Kiki Palmer told you that?
Yeah.
Want to pet my kitty is what you're saying?
No, she said tiger. No. Indeed. Why are you got to make it sexual?
You already did.
I said make
he
it tiger.
Like a boar.
I said tiger.
You both did.
No,
Johnny
I said
Carson.
Tiger.
That was Johnny Carson back in the youth. That's old.
You both did it. I wasn't even thinking that. I just thought.
Yeah.
Until the tiger's the size where I'm actually afraid of it, I'd keep a pet tiger. Like a beagle-sized tiger.
All right, let me ask you guys this one. I saw this one. I've been saving this one because I thought it was interesting. If you had a bowl of 100 grapes, and for each grape you ate, you got $10,000, but one of the grapes will kill you you'll have a slower, painful death, but 99 of the grapes are great, and each one of those grapes are worth $10,000 that you eat. Would you take a shot? Well, I'll just 6 hours.
What?
6 hours.
I'm alive for how long?
6 hours after you eat the bad grape.
Why do I want to do that? What am I going to spend?
But you know
the money
right
on?
Away you ate the bad grape.
Yeah, but how long do I get to spend the money?
Okay, 6 hours? No. I think the initial one was $100,000 a grape.
But I'm dead in 6 hours. What does that mean?
No, but if you got 99, you only have a 1% chance. There's a bowl of grapes. One of them kills you.
A couple, three grapes.
Oh, how many grapes would you eat before you said too much? Like Russian roulette kind of.
It's Russian roulette of deadly grapes. Well, deadly grape. It's not one chamber. It's not one bullet in six chambers. It's one in 100. 100.
How many grapes would you eat before you say I've gone?
I think John's right. Like three.
Three or four.
I might take a shot with six.
Yeah.
It depends on if you feel like you're a lucky person. Like some people feel like they're blessed and bad things don't happen to them. That might play a part. Yeah, you know what?
I might shut it down after one, honestly.
Well, you probably should. Try the one if you don't, and then stop. And then see if you die or not. Like, you don't have great luck.
What?
You don't.
Shot two under the other day at TC Jester.
What does that mean? Disc golf stuff.
Well, because I had a couple lucky kicks off of trees. What do you mean I don't have good luck?
You don't.
Chris Solis, I just scored 167 points, and that's with Malik Nabers out for the year. Like, I could probably eat 40 grapes and be good.
Luck. We're talking about your forgetfulness.
Yeah, see, that's not bad luck. That's just
tripping on a curb.
That's bad luck.
Yeah, that's bad luck. That has nothing. No, it's just bad luck.
Oh, okay. You want to call that
falling
bad
off
luck.
Ladders?
Yeah. Bad
no,
luck.
Actually, that's
bad
not
luck.
Even bad luck.
You're just
that's
dumb.
Just,
that's bad luck.
In some cases, you're not dumb, but you make dumb decisions.
How many? So you would eat about six, John?
I'd say four.
I'd probably eat. Yeah. I'd probably try 12. This is because
dead man walking.
Good, bad things don't happen to me outside of being associated with you two. But other than that, generally. I've had
do you
good
think
luck
there's anyone
life.
That would go out there, any of our listeners would say, I mean, that who would just do the math and they say, you dummies, I'm going to eat 50. Because even 1 in 50 odds, just a 2% chance
those
of
are great odds.
Dying.
But who wants
I
to?
Mean, who wants to take? I'm sitting here saying 1, maybe 2, 3. I'm sure there are listeners who are saying, for $100,000, dude, I'm definitely cashing out with $3 million. That would be 30 grapes. They would get $3 million. Ooh. I couldn't be that one. But from a numbers standpoint, and I am a numbers guy. Even if you ate 50 grapes, your number's still 2%.
Yeah.
But it's death. That's the problem. It's the other side of it is death. Like, you guys are both gamblers, and you know the odds aren't in your favor, but, hey, you lose a couple bucks.
I just need
death.
To make – I just need to – I need to hit a couple good scores for retirement. I'm not there. Now, other people will say, I ain't even close. So, you know what? I'm eating these grapes. I'm going to get there. And what if you said, my life ain't that good anyway. I'm either cashing out or I'm going out. One or the t'other.
No, thanks. I'll work. Well, I'll work for a living.
Four grapes. Four grapes. I'll go four grapes.
Marry well.
John's a cat man.
You already have married well.
You can't really ask him.
Yeah, he doesn't. He has no – he's not desperate at all. I'm going four grapes.
Yeah.
I try to kill myself every night with alcohol.
By the way, what did we find out in News of the Weird? You weren't here, John, but it turns out that alcohol is very – even in lightly used alcohol is very bad for potential
Which
dementia.
Which flies in the face of what you tried to get
well,
off.
Well, John –
John gave us a story where if you don't drink alcohol, you're more likely
that's
to –
That's from Big Alcohol that funded that study.
Alcohol is good. It takes so many hits. Like, that's a story. That's
I wonder
one
why.
Today. Alcohol takes another hit, and I'm just disgusted by it.
Why
just
do you think that is? Why do you think alcohol takes so many hits, John?
I don't know.
Maybe there's a correlation.
It's downtrodden. I mean, it's for whatever reason, people just like to go after alcohol.
Feels like alcohol is like you, pretty Teflon. No matter what people say about it, it keeps
on
ticking.
We're still going at it. We're still going for it.
You would, alcohol, perfect combo.
What about green light? We're going to get to green light?
Yeah, green light off. Well, I mean, green light offer is my man Sean runs green light offer. And green light offer, what they do, you've heard his commercials where he's yelling and he's fired up. And I'm like, I got to meet this guy. And so we met and he was the same way, but I'm telling you, man, he is really, really sharp when it comes to this because he understood that there's a market for people who need to sell their home and they don't want to go through fixing a home. Have you even looked into what it is like selling a home now? Do you know what buyers expect, especially with this finance rate? They expect everything to be done. They expect updates on their kitchens and their bathrooms. Do you want to do that? You want to throw thousands and thousands of dollars into your house just to try and sell it, and then maybe it sits on the market for a long time? No, you don't. If you're getting divorced, you need that money now. It's a separation of equity. You got to split the home. If you are relocating, you can't have that thing sitting there and you're paying mortgages on two places. Sell it to Greenlight Offer. If you are a tenant if you're a landlord who is, you know, you're done. You're going to retire. You don't want to mess with this house. You just want it sold. You just want to cash out. Greenlight Offer will come in and give you a fair deal. All these deals are going to be fair deals where you don't have to do anything. They close on average in 7 to 10 days. And it's great. And he said ESPN listeners are really big with a couple different things, with divorces and with inheritances. So a lot of people inherit a home. They're not going to live in it. So what do? They want to turn around and get money from it, but they want no hassle. And that's where Greenlight Offer comes in. Go to Greenlight Offer and get an offer today. It's very easy. It's greenlightoffer.com. No obligation cash offers within 24 hours. That's how good it is. They're Houston's home buyers. Sell your home fast for cash. No repairs needed. Greenlightoffer.com.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is our penultimate segment. It means we got to figure out what we missed. Woody Johnson, the owner. See, I wish we had an owner that was this honest, okay? He's catching a lot of grief today because he's going after his quarterback, but he's just being honest. I mean, we can't be honest anymore. The Jets are 0-7. They're terrible, worst team in the league. Aaron Glenn is catching it because of how terrible they are. But Woody Johnson has this to say about the woes of his football team.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got. You know, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope, Ben?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good. And if we can just complete a pass, it would look good. You know, you got to complete some passes. You got to convince them that you can do something. Otherwise, it's hard to have a game that you could win.
What did he say?
That's Orlovsky's king, Justin Fields, he's talking about.
What did he say that was wrong?
If you can just complete a pass, I'm not saying it's wrong.
And that was Big Woody?
Yes.
That's right, because Trump didn't send Big Woody out to the ambassador. Everyone with the Jets was like, Trump's back, Woody's gone, and Woody didn't go. I heard that from somebody with the Jets, like, we thought Woody was going to be gone. Nope. Big Woody's there, brother. I like their GM. I didn't even realize their GM. I had his phone number because he was the assistant GM in Denver. I met him at the Senior Bowl and took his number, and I was going through numbers like, who's Darren Mogi? He sounds familiar. And I Google him. Is he still with the Denver Broncos? Oh, he's the GM of the Jets now. Wow. Okay. I texted, still his number. I think he'll get to keep his number. I don't know about Aaron Glenn. This is really bad. Like, it couldn't go any worse for Aaron Glenn right now. Not only are they bad, they don't look like they have a chance to beat teams. Yeah. Every coach deserves more than 1 year. Every coach deserves more than 1 year. He took over a bad team. But he needs to make sure that defense stays elite, because you got to have at least something to hang your hat on. Like, yeah, we got a really good defense. Because the offense stinks. Justin Fields is not good enough. Breece Hall is not doing enough.
If we can just complete a pass.
I mean, got to be able to complete a pass.
That's all.
And now he did throw for...
I mean, that's not asking too much.
No, and he threw for, what was it, 37 yards last week? Is Justin Fields, 45?
He did? Because that's an improvement over the game in overseas where they had a net total of less than, less than zero.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Justin is not really as good as people thought he was. I had to take my bullets for not saying he was some kind of incredible magic quarterback.
Well, Dan Orlovsky had to cry at his kitchen table.
And now he does everything he can to protect quarterbacks at any cost. Yeah.
No matter what.
Every once in a while, he'll be honest about what he sees.
At cost of his dignity sometimes.
Oh, like the Anthony Richardson stuff.
I thought he was okay.
By the way, did you see how Anthony Richardson got hurt? Did we ever talk about that, John?
Pre-game.
Yeah, he was just using one of those stretching things where it has plastic on the edges and it's a rubber, you know, it's a tension... It's a rubber tension
band,
and it snapped. He let go of it and it snapped him in his eye and shattered his eye socket. Oh. This guy is beyond injury prone.
I would say you should have some sympathy for him.
I can't. I would never do that. I fell off a ladder in the rain where I told my son he didn't need to hold it, where I'd put it on top of a bush. I mean, granted, that's just dumb.
Almost as stupid.
No, that's just dumb.
Yeah,
it's dumb.
That's almost as stupid as Anthony Richardson.
Snacks at the time was too small.
ESPN 97.5 personalities most likely to shatter their orbital.
Wait a minute. I've got beef with you right now.
What?
So I'm out playing disc golf on Monday, minding my own business at TC Jester, it was a sore shoulder. I will say that. But it wasn't a dumb injury. It's just an old injury. So I do have to mention that. And here comes Sam. Here comes bossy Sam. Into my text.
What's this got to do with me?
Well, you're going to find out what it has to do with you. It has everything to do with you. And so Sam says this. This is how it starts off. It starts off like this. Did you eat my Dubai chocolate-covered strawberries? And I said, that's hurtful you would even ask that. I did not. I've been at a meeting with Todd since the show ended, and I don't like – and then I went there, and then I went out disc golf. And I don't like fruit with chocolate on it. That's disgusting. Bruh, it was you. Then she does an emoji of a fist with bread on it, like a knuckle sandwich.
I didn't know they had that
emoji. I don't know where she got it from. I said it was not me. I legit don't like chocolate-covered strawberries, and I would not do that anyway. My food is in my own refrigerator. Let me find out it was you, and it's on site.
She is threatening you.
She's absolutely threatening me. And I said, stop. You're scaring me. You're letting those dumb stories that Dell tells create bias against me.
So you suggested it was my fault.
She goes, bro, those stories are true.
They are true.
Who else goes in that fridge?
They're actually true.
She goes, no one. Why would I go in that community, dirty-ass community refrigerator?
Why would you steal a burger from an intern?
I said, I have my own fridge. I don't go in that trick-ass fridge. And then I...
You have actually openly, either on the air or during a break, suggested going in the fridge.
This is what I'm talking about. You've created this narrative against me because of the Tatiana burger thing, and so she legitimately thinks I would just take people's food and eat it.
And you're a little bossy with the food that comes in here. You're a little selfish with the food.
I just don't think interns should have it before we do.
So you're setting the narrative.
And sales staff used to crush everything when we had sales staff that were here. They used to crush everything before. Like, we had to race out.
You are very free food conscious.
I'm free food conscious without question. Yeah, absolutely.
Your food enthusiasm.
But I'm not taking people's food that's in a refrigerator. What are you talking about?
I don't.
It's the weekend people. And I know who it was from Culture Map that was drinking my alcohol.
And
now
you're a snitch as well.
No, somebody was drinking my alcohol and I had to hide it. Yeah. I had to hide it in my own office because somebody was jacking my Maestro Dobel.
John, we're going to have a conversation. Lance got to go.
What?
You got to go. You. You're a snitch.
I'm not a snitch. I know who I mean, it was from Culture Map. I didn't say who it was, but just know that's why I hid my stuff.
I watched 6 seasons of The Sopranos in like 3 weeks. From the way you're talking,
what
you
are
gotta,
you know, what you slur
go,
are you going to call
you
me?
You got nothing.
Okay.
I don't think they said much for the Germans. It was more directed at my people.
Well, he had something lined
you
up for
know
Germans.
They had names for him, too.
I'm sure they do. But he's got to go, right?
Yeah.
He's a
snitch. I have to go.
Yeah.
I'd have to go. And I definitely didn't take her Dubai-covered chocolate strawberries.
You're
who
still
likes
the
strawberry covered chocolate?
You're
not me.
Still the top suspect.
Yeah.
I'm not the top suspect.
You are. Yeah. Far
it's weekend
likely.
People or the dirty ones.
You're far more. Far
it's
more
you.
Likely.
It's your people.
My
weekend people?
People. I'm not a weekend person anymore.
You know who it probably was? Plot twist. Abigail.
She doesn't even show up here. What are you
wow.
talking about?
She works. She does one show a week, I think.
Now you're wow. trying to divide two here. Friends.
Huh? That's why I said plot twist.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have wow. ever Look. Thought it was sweet Abigail?
I don't know.
Me.
I don't know. Well, you
she,
did,
no
yes.
one would ever think it was her.
I don't know. If
and you, if I see her and Sam start throwing hands, who would win that fight, Dale?
I'm not getting into oh. that. I'm not doing that. You're not going to trick
oh,
me.
Oh, that's a good one.
You're
yeah.
not going to trick
it
me.
It is a good one.
Well,
that
Abigail is the
Abigail
fitness.
Lifts. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sam's
Abigail
a natural athlete.
But Sam is just naturally.
She's a natural athlete.
And she's just got a nasty mean streak.
Either played soccer or was a gymnast.
She was threatening
she was
me it's on site. What girl tells somebody it's on site that they want to fight? Except somebody who's got a little bit of an edge in their background. And we already know she MF'd her whole kindergarten class.
Well, you stole her
she
food.
Said it.
No, yeah, she did.
I didn't steal anything. It's in you. The fact that she said that I was the only suspect because of the crap that you've said, the lies and the narratives.
She did not say that. You said that, and then she said the stories are true. She did not bring it up. You did because you know in the back of your mind you should always
I'm
be
not
the
listening to
top level bro. Suspect.
I'm a low-level suspect.
You are.
Out of
no,
the three
no,
people
the
here,
suspect.
Who's
Without
the only one who stole food from an intern?
I didn't Without steal food from an intern. What was she doing making a hamburger before any of us got to it?
What's wrong with him?
What
Listen
was she doing?
Him. There were other burgers
it
in
was
that
a,
pan.
It was a and I thought Jax had literally, I think it was Jax, I thought they had literally just set up one on the table like, hey, this is what we brought.
Why would
so
they
I took
do that
it.
At her?
Why would I think an intern
because it was at
decided
her.
She was going first hamburger?
Because it was at the intern.
That ain't her business.
It was at the intern computer.
No, it wasn't. It was on that. No. It was on the table.
No.
Yeah, it was. It was on the table.
Not.
I took it. I know where it was.
I remember.
I would never take it at the at the intern's thing. No, it was on the tables where I took
it. Was
it
was not.
She was going to get something,
because I
too.
Remember it was put
Yeah,
there,
I know what it was. This is the lie you've created.
So, Del, did we miss anything other than the text from Sam to Lance?
To threaten me? To threaten my life?
He made a segment all about him.
No, because I got to defend myself against bullcrap.
On the air? Deal with Sam off the air. What do we miss?
No, because it's like when you don't want to meet somebody in a private place, you meet them in a public place. That's the same thing I'm doing.
A sit down is what you try.
Yeah.
That you want
I'm trying
to
avoid
air?
A. Yeah. Put a guy, God, trust me.
In a restaurant or a bar
in the bathroom,
with a lot of people.
In the bathroom, I got a piece behind the bathroom.
Hidden in the commode? Stall,
yeah, hidden in the commode.
Just in
Have
case.
To.
Just in case. What do we miss? We didn't talk much about we did mention the Lakers losing to the Warriors. Jimmy Butler had a nice game. What else is out there? It was
do you miss Jimmy?
No, I don't care so much. He wasn't going to win with Miami at this point, and he's not going to last the season anyway. That's an old-ass team in Golden
State.
That
really is a hella old
They're
team.
They're old-ass hell. There wasn't a lot going on yesterday. It was rightfully so focused on the Rockets. We talked about Russell Wilson getting after Sean Payton. The Mike Trout thing is continuing. The drugs, like this report about Eric Kay and it's centering around Tyler Scraggs again.
Yeah.
Scaggs.
Boy,
me.
That's still going on. Holy cow. That is so, man, just I hope it's done for the family. Get it over with. But what an ugly, what a terrible story. Terrible story. And
so this appears to be falling on their former communications director, Eric Kay. According to Mike Trout, he said he told Eric Kay, you got two boys at home and you have to get this right. This case continues and they're trying to figure out who should be deemed responsible for the death of Tyler Skaggs.
Yeah. And it's the trainer.
I can't believe it's still, the Skaggs thing is still
going on.
Still rolling, man. This is crazy.
It's crazy. All right, let's break. News of the Wear coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. and 92.5. Thank God we got that Sam thing all figured out before we finish
Sorry.
This show.
Someone sent a GIF of the Hamburglar and said it was Lance's Halloween costume.
This is what I mean. This is a false narrative. This is exactly what I'm talking about, John. It's not a big deal to you because you don't get hit with this false narrative.
I don't know that it's a false narrative.
It is a false narrative.
It happened.
I've discussed
Maybe you should call John Daspert and sue him.
You know what? Maybe I should. Maybe John Daspert will get a call. John, I know you're going to listen to this segment eventually. When you do, just text me, let me know you heard it, and let me know if I've got a case. Usually I know it's physical injuries. I'm not going to get sent to the hospital, so there's no hospital bills necessarily. There is pain and suffering. I am having some mental anguish and definitely a lot of suffering. But typically John is going to handle accidents on the roadways, accident at the workplace, accident at a restaurant or a store or whatever where there's been negligence and somebody has been injured. He's had sidewalks where people have been badly injured because the city never took care of, or whoever was supposed to take care of it never took care of it. I don't know. We talked about some of it. I know that John Daspert has a lot of lawyers, right? And so the amount that he has is directly related to the client base because he wants to make sure that they have a smaller workload so that they focus a lot of energy on each and every client. But I've been with John where he is taking multiple phone calls from lawyers and helping them along the way. So he's going to be involved either directly or indirectly with all these cases. He gets your medical bills paid off. He gets your time missed from work compensated. He gets your pain and suffering properly compensated. That's the difference. Is they're out there fighting against the insurance company, making sure that they hold them accountable for what they're supposed to do, not so that they can squeeze you and help the bottom line for the company that they're with. It's my good friend over at John Daspert, the Daspert Law Firm. 713 call now. Easy number to remember. 713 call now or go to DaspertLaw.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A wealthy housewife who ran down and killed a man on the first date blames her Louboutin heels. Now, she did test for a lot of alcohol consumption. However, I mean, she's a housewife. Why is she on a first date? I don't get that. But that's
a wealthy housewife.
Wealthy
on a first
Texas
date.
Housewife. So, plowing into and killing a man on a first date while drunk and high. Her expensive Louboutins got stuck on the gas pedal of her Porsche 911.
Yeah, this doesn't make a lot of sense. Is she separated, so she's still considered a wife?
She must be.
I don't know how you or openly acknowledge that she was cheating on her husband. That's why she was on a first date. What are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why she's out. Maybe she's out dating.
I mean, I just don't. I understand all of that's possible. I just don't understand the label housewife if she's out on a date.
Do you think that Louboutins are too dangerous to drive in? It feels like Louboutins are too dangerous
I'm
to
drive.
I'm
not wearing them.
While you're wearing them.
I'm not wearing them. That's not my business. My name's Paul, and that's between you.
I don't know that. Do we have a high frequency of people getting in accidents while wearing Louboutins?
I don't know. Why do we always blame alcohol when it could be her Louboutins?
Well,
what are Louboutins?
They're shoes. Expensive, they're shoes. Nice shoes.
Louboutin?
Louboutin.
Louis Vuitton.
No,
not Louis.
Oh, Louboutin?
Louboutin. L-O-U, right?
L-O-U-B-O-U-T-I-N.
Louboutin.
Louboutin.
I'm not in that expensive foo-foo shoe business. That ain't my business.
Well,
Christian, you haven't heard the name Christian Louboutin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess I have heard that. Look at these stilettos. What are those 9-inch
stilettos? That's what I'm saying.
Stilettos? Who's driving in that?
Maybe. I know she was.
$800 smoking. Shoes? What are we doing? Put her in prison
That's
now.
That's not even the highest price on those shoes, $800 shoes.
They'll get thousands.
Oh, yeah, my God. Red bottom, $3,495. This is why people are going to attack you.
Attack who?
The rich people. Y'all out here paying $3,500 for some red bottom shoes?
They've been doing that for a while
Man.
Now.
Yeah, that's a.
Y'all need to jump up on them Richies.
We've been had.
We've been, John.
We've been had $3,000 shoes.
week.
Apparently, there's a robot that does dishes, serves hors d'oeuvres, and does laundry, and it may only cost $20,000 to $30,000. Do you guys want one?
Yeah. I mean, I wanted to do some other stuff. What I didn't say what.
What other stuff?
Nothing. I just wanted
to
do other stuff.
What do you want your robot to
do? Make a bed. Make a bed.
He doesn't look like he does much else.
It's a guy robot?
It's oh, now you don't want the robot, huh?
Pass. Never mind.
You want the robot to do other stuff.
You want the Ex Machina robot? What you looking for?
That's like that tiger discussion
Who
we had.
Doesn't?
That tiger's going to grow up.
Until she becomes really aware how you
I'm
are.
I'm
going to
treat the robot nice.
And then she tries to kill you.
No, yeah, I'm not going to treat it like Oscar nicer. Isaac. Yeah. I'm treating the robot nice.
Don't be an a-hole to the robot who's smarter than you and eventually kills you.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're basically, that was just a heads up, like what's going to happen with AI. Hey, you know when they get smarter, they're just going to murder you, right?
That's right.
Huh?
And that's good. That's fun.
You always say that because you think you're going to be dead when this happens.
I'm dead.
What if it happens next year?
You'll
be flipping out.
Like a robot hasn't killed a person already. Come on. All right. I stay away from them, that's all. Although I do want this one. Although I really don't do the washing the dishes or serve hors d'oeuvres anyway, so I don't know why I want it. I don't really care. Dell, you need it. You need it at your house, Dell.
What do I need at my house?
You need a robot that's going to do all that stuff.
I'm not looking for a robot to do all that stuff.
Serve hors d'oeuvres.
I don't have enough dishes that I need a robot. How many dishes do I have in my house? There's like a fork and a plate.
That's it?
I mean, that it's dirty at one given time? Yeah. I mean, maybe a pot and a pan, but that takes 5 minutes. I don't need a robot for that.
Guess how much the Shohei Ohtani home run balls are going. The three home run balls are going for.
Ooh, I'm going to go 10 G's.
I would say higher.
Higher than 10 G's for each ball?
An expert says $3 million per.
What? $3 million per baseball?
It's the
You're not going to find anyone to pay for that, though.
It's the greatest single performance in sports history.
Who would pay for that? That dude from Fanatics, Michael Rubin?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, who in the world would pay $3 million for a baseball? Yeah, maybe Dave Port. No, because it's Dodgers.
No, it's not Boston.
No, he's not going to buy a Dodger baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elon doesn't care about sports.
No, but there's so many stupid people with money.
No, like Michael Rubin would probably do it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. People would do it. The greatest. It's not only in baseball history, but maybe the greatest. The greatest performance in sports history.
Yeah, I mean it's up there.
It's up there. Yeah. So $3 million per. Man, I'm gonna sit in the outfield from now on. You know what? I'm going to the games and sitting in the outfield so I can get Shohei balls.
Just never know. Shohei may throw a no hitter and hit four home runs. You don't have to eat poisonous grapes.
One doesn't know. One does not know. All right. It is 10 o'clock on the dot. Beat it, Dell. You can't keep us here.
Wait, I'm not going anywhere.
You're trying.
You can beat it. You can leave.
We're done. We will talk to you. I hope you enjoyed the show, everybody. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, you heard about tigers and Sam threatening
Lance. And Sam. Yeah. It doesn't get any better than that show.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.